भूतानि आत्मनेवानुपश्यति सार्वभूतेषु चात्मानं ततो न विजुत्कुप्सते. He who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything nor any being.
जो सब कुछ भगवान से संबंधित देखता है, जो हर एक चीज को भगवान का अंश देखता है, वो व्यक्ति न किसी से घृणा करता है, न किसी से द्वेष करता है.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a description of a Mahabhagavat, the great personality who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are three stages of realization to the Supreme Lord's presence. The Kanishta Adhikari is in the lower stage of realization. He goes to one place of worship, such as a temple, church, or mosque, according to his religious faith, and worships there according to scriptural injunctions. Such a devotee considers the Lord to be present at the place of worship and nowhere else. He cannot ascertain who is in what position in devotional service, nor can he tell who has realized the Supreme Lord. Such devotees follow the routine formulas and sometimes quarrel amongst themselves, considering one type of devotion better than another. These Kanishta Adhikaris are actually materialistic devotees who are simply trying to transcend the material boundaries in order to reach the spiritual plane. This evening we are reading from Sri Ishopanishad, verse number 6. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that he is the cause of all causes. And that he is within and without everything that exists. And a devotee sees everything happening ultimately by the will of God. Therefore, such a devotee, every situation of life reminds him of Krishna. Of course, this is a very advanced state of consciousness. But we should all be striving for this state of consciousness. Because ultimately what we strive for is what we attain in life. A neophyte or materialistic devotee simply sees the deity in the temple, but does not see the deity in the heart of other devotees. And therefore such devotees often criticize and quarrel amongst one another. They do not understand that God is within the heart of every living being. And he is especially accepting our worship through the hearts of his devotees. Materialistic devotees, they see a reason for conflict in anything that is not according to their conception of how to worship the Lord. And we may actually be on that platform. But in order to transcend that platform, we have to strive to practice a higher state of consciousness. We have to establish a goal beyond just materialistic devotion. This is very important. Sometimes devotees, they argue, they fight, they engage in so many other materialistic activities, and when you tell them that this is not a very advanced stage, they will say to you, well, I'm a neophyte devotee, what can I do? Sometimes devotees will not even properly follow the four regulative principles or chant the vow that they have been given of the holy name. Because they say, well, I am a fallen householder, what can I do? If that's your consciousness, you will remain a neophyte devotee and a fallen householder, birth after birth after birth after birth after so many more births. In Krishna consciousness, we always have to be striving for a higher position beyond our realization. We always must be putting goals before us that we must work very hard to achieve. In one sense, this is the meaning of tapasya. If we're just content with where we are in our spiritual life, there's no tapasya. We just go along with our own level of spiritual consciousness. If someone insults us and we become very angry, and we say, well, what can I do? I'm a neophyte devotee. I hate this person. Actually, if you hate that person, you are hating Krishna, because Krishna is in his heart. The person is the soul. The person is not the false ego or the mind. And the soul is part of Krishna. If you hate the part, then you hate the whole. So we can feel compassion and love for the person and hate the disease of the false ego that is causing him to act in such a way. But we should not hate anyone, because to hate anyone is to hate God ultimately. But this is our tendency, because we have been conditioned to think in terms of the false ego. We have been conditioned by material nature to love and hate on the basis of what gives me pleasure or what gives me distress. Krishna says in Gita that one must forcibly restrain the mind and senses, and one must keep one's mind fixed on Krishna. So when situations come in our life which are very difficult, we must, on the basis of what we have heard from the sadhu, the guru and the shastra, we must really try our level best to live according to those principles. The tendency is false egos always like to crash against each other. And the tendency of the material mind is to find faults in others. But according to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, it explains that in relationship to devotees, we should never find faults unless we are in a position to constructively help that person to overcome weaknesses. We should never see a fault in anyone. And we should work in harmony with all devotees. This is what we have heard from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Therefore, we must act in that way, regardless of what feelings are in my heart. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a wonderful example. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was living in Jagannath Puri. And he was having wonderful sankirtan with his devotees every day. Everyone would dance through the streets of Puri, chanting the holy names. And all the devotees, they were so happy. They would come from all directions just to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and see his beautiful dancing as he raised his arms, and he just inspired everyone to ecstatically chant the holy names. Shri Kardamaji is expert at making everyone chant the holy name. Correct? Wrong, you? And they would chant and dance so nicely throughout the day. And then after, they would have nice prasad together. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us a simple, wonderful process, which is so joyful. Just chanting, dancing and feasting. Prasad is a very important part of our movement. Srila Prabhupada said that this is the kitchen religion. And actually the people cooking in the kitchen are our best preachers. And the devotees, they would chant with such enthusiasm, so loudly and so beautifully, only for one purpose, to give Lord Chaitanya pleasure. This will be more clear if the treble is turned up and the bass is turned down. Haribo, 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 Haribo. Haribo. You know how to do? Hare Krishna. The devotees would prepare the most wonderful prasad to give Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pleasure. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would accept their prasad simply to give them pleasure. This is the reciprocation of love. So, at one time, a devotee of the name Ramchandra Puri came to Jagannath Puri. And because many years before he created offense to his spiritual master, he had lost all his good devotional qualities. He found great pleasure in finding faults in others. So what he did is he would invite the devotees of Lord Chaitanya to his house for prasad. And he would feed them very, very nice prasad. And when they would finish, he would say, please, please take more. And they would say, no, Maharaj, we have had enough. He'd say, no, I insist, you must take more. And he would give them more. And they would eat it. And then he would say, please, take more, take more. And they would say, no, 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 enough, enough. You must take more. I insist. And he would give them more. And they would eat it. And then he would become very angry. He would say, you are a sense enjoyer. Why you eat so much? I have heard the stories of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. I have heard that you eat too much, and now I have seen it with my own eyes. You are bogus. You are nonsense. And they would just look to the ground, very much ashamed. Because he was a very senior sannyasi. He was the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya's own guru. So in this way, he would do the same thing with Lord Chaitanya. The devotees once, they prepared a wonderful feast for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ramchandra Puri came right when he was eating the feast. And he started pointing, look at all of these sweet preparations, look at how much you're eating. No sannyasi is supposed to eat such opulent food. You are bogus. You are simply attached to your senses. And Lord Chaitanya, with folded palms, he offered his obeisances to Ramchandra Puri. So then, he started eating hardly any food. Lord Chaitanya was just eating just a little amount of rice every day and little vegetable. So one day, Ramchandra Puri came to his house and he saw some ants crawling on the floor. And Ramchandra Puri said, ah, ants, just see. You are pretending in the public to be eating just a little rice every day, but in the secrecy of your room, you are eating opulent sweets.
आप लोगों के सामने तो बहुत कम खाते हैं लेकिन छुप छुप के जो है आप बहुत सुंदर सुंदर मिठाइयाँ खा रहे हैं.
And the evidence is that the sugar is attracting ants.
सबूत यह है कि शक्कर है इसलिए यहाँ पर चींटी आ रही है.
Therefore, you are not a proper sannyasi. You are nonsense. You are a sense enjoyer.
इसलिए आप सच्चे सन्यासी नहीं हैं. आप इंद्र तृप्ति करने वाले हैं. आप बकवास हैं.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was, his devotees were so angry.
चैतन्य प्रभु के भक्त बहुत गुस्से हुए.
But Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, he is actually trying to help me become Krishna conscious."
Then Lord बोले, नहीं नहीं ये तो मेरे को कृष्ण भावना भावित होने में मदद कर रहे हैं.
So for many days, Lord Chaitanya was eating such simple, almost nothing.
तब चैतन्य प्रभु कुछ भी नहीं खाते थे.
And Ramchandra Puri came to his home.
रामचंद्र पुरी उनके घर में आए.
And he said, "Why you're getting so skinny?"
उनको बोलने लगे कि तुम इतने पतले क्यों हो रहे हैं?
Why your body is so lean and thin?
बोलने आपके शरीर इतना पतला क्यों हो गया?
He says, "This means you're not eating enough."
अब बोलने लगे कि तुम जो है बराबर नहीं खा रहे हो.
This means you are bogus.
इसका मतलब तुम बोगस हो.
Vaishnavas are not supposed to fast so much.
वैष्णव को इतना व्रत नहीं रखना चाहिए.
Vaishnavas are supposed to eat enough to maintain their body and soul healthy.
वैष्णव को इतना खाना चाहिए जितना शरीर और आत्मा जो है तंदुरुस्त रहे.
Krishna says in Gita, you're not supposed to eat too much or eat too little. You are eating too little, therefore you are bogus sannyasi.
Gita mein Bhagwan Krishna bolte hain ki zyada bhi nahi khana chahiye kam bhi nahi khana chahiye. Tum bahut kam kha rahe ho isliye bogus sannyasi.
So in this way, he was very fond of finding fault with everyone.
Is tarah se wo hamesha dusron mein dosh dekhte rehte the.
But Lord Chaitanya was so humble.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bahut namra the.
He every time with great respect he would offer his obeisances to Ramchandra Puri.
Aur har bar wo bade aadar se Ramchandra Puri ko namaskar karte.
And he would thank him for helping him to become a better devotee.
Aur wo dhanyawad dete ki aap mere ko accha bhakt hone mein sahayata
karte. But the other devotees, they could not tolerate. They were very angry. But Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, he is like a father to me. He's trying to help me."
Dusre bhakt bole ki is tarah se ye accha nahi hai. Lekin Chaitanya Prabhu bole ki nahi nahi ye to mere ko madad kar rahe hain.
So ultimately Ramchandra Puri left Jagannath Puri.
अंत में रामचंद्र पुरी जगन्नाथ पुरी छोड़कर चले गए.
And then all the devotees started bringing wonderful prasad, and Lord Chaitanya would accept it, and everyone became very happy.
और सब भक्त सुंदर सुंदर प्रसाद लाने लगे और चैतन्य प्रभु खाते थे और बहुत सब लोग खुश हो गए.
So through this story we see how Lord Chaitanya, he was seeing everything as coming from Krishna.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ये देख रहे थे कि सब कुछ श्री कृष्ण से आ रहा है.
Even when others found fault in him, he welcomed it and honored that person.
जब दूसरे उसमें दोष भी देखते तो भी उसका स्वागत करते और उस व्यक्ति का आदर करते.
He honored him with love and affection.
और बड़े प्रेम से उनका स्वागत उनका आदर करते थे.
Because he understood that Krishna is in the heart of this person.
क्योंकि वो जानते थे कि इस व्यक्ति के हृदय में भी कृष्ण है.
But when anyone insulted one of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, another Vaishnav, he would become very angry.
लेकिन जब कोई दूसरे वैष्णव का निंदा करता है तब वो बड़े क्रोधित हो जाते हैं.
So in this way we find by this wonderful example the standard by which we should strive for.
हम इस उदाहरण से देखते हैं कि क्या हमें प्रयास करना चाहिए प्राप्त करने के लिए.
To not hate anything or any living being, but to welcome every situation of life is the mercy of Krishna.
किसी चीज से या किसी व्यक्ति से घृणा नहीं करना और हर एक चीज को भगवान की कृपा के रूप में स्वीकार करना.
Today while coming to Belgaum, by Krishna's arrangement, we took one of these little airplanes.
बेलगाम आने के लिए कृष्ण के इंतजाम से हमने एक छोटा सा जो है हवाई वायुदूत एयरप्लेन लिया.
Because of time we had to do like this.
क्योंकि समय की बचत के लिए ऐसा करना पड़ा.
The best way of traveling is walking.
सबसे अच्छा तरीका है पैदल चलना.
The second best way is by rickshaw.
दूसरा तरीका है रिक्शा से जाना.
The third best way is by tanga.
तीसरा है कि टांगा से जाना.
The fourth best way is by railway.
चौथा है रेलवे से जाना.
The fifth best way is by bus.
और पांचवा है बस से जाना.
The worst way is by airplane.
और सबसे जो है नीचे का तरीका है एयरप्लेन से जाना.
The last best way.
ये सबसे नीचे वाला तरीका है.
And of all airplanes, the little airplanes are the worst.
और सब एयरप्लेन में जैसे छोटा वाला जो एयरप्लेन है वो सबसे बुरा है.
Because of any air or wind comes in the sky, the airplane starts going like this.
तुम्हें थोड़ा भी हवा आ जाता है आकाश से तो वो हिलने लग जाता है इस तरह से.
It's like you're riding on the back of a mosquito.
जैसे कि मच्छर की पीठ के ऊपर आप बैठ के जा रहे हो.
And today some winds came, so the airplane was going like this.
और आज जो है कुछ हवा आ गई इसलिए वो जो है एयरप्लेन से चल रहा था.
And everyone was becoming sick, nauseous.
सबको बीमारी और उल्टी जैसा हो रहा
था. Babies were crying.
स्त्रियां वो रो रही थी.
Children were crying.
बच्चे रो रहे थे.
Tatva was crying.
तत्व प्रभु भी रो रहे थे.
But he was crying for Krishna.
लेकिन वो कृष्ण को पुकार रहे थे. हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे हरे.
And myself, I was feeling so sick. My stomach was going and almost vomiting for a long time. And I was thinking, I hate this airplane.
और मेरा जो है मेरा बिल्कुल ज़्यादा ऐसा लग रहा था कि उल्टी जैसी होगी और जो है पेट में बहुत दर्द सा हो रहा था. मैं सोच रहा था कि ये मेरे को प्लेन पसंद नहीं है.
I told Tatva, I hate this airplane.
मैंने तत्व प्रभु को बताया कि ये प्लेन जो है मुझे पसंद नहीं है.
And then I was thinking, actually, I like this airplane.
फिर बाद में सोचने लगा कि मुझे वास्तव में ये प्लेन बहुत अच्छा है.
Because it's making me so sick and so much distress that there's nothing else to do except cry out the holy name of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
क्योंकि मेरे को इतना बीमारी हो रही थी और इतना दुख हो रहा था कि और कोई उपाय नहीं था सिर्फ सिवाय भगवान के नाम को पुकारने का. हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम.
So this is a simple example of our whole life. Our consciousness either goes up or down, not by the situation, by how we perceive it.
तो हमारी चेतना ऊपर उठती है नीचे गिरती है वो स्थिति पर नहीं है, कैसे हम उसको देखते हैं उस पर.
If you perceive something and love that thing for helping you become Krishna conscious, then you become very dear to Krishna.
अगर आप कोई चीज देखते हैं और उससे प्रेम करते हैं तब फिर जो है आपको श्री कृष्ण से आते हुए देखते हैं तब प्रेम कर सकते हैं.
But if you hate that thing or that person because of the interference to your physical or mental condition, then your consciousness simply goes down.
लेकिन आप घृणा करते हैं क्योंकि भौतिक या मानसिक स्थिति के कारण तो आपकी चेतना नीचे चली जाती है.
So when the airplane landed, I was dizzy, I was nauseous, and I was almost vomiting.
तो जब एयरप्लेन जब आया धरती पर तब जो है बहुत मेरे को जो है उल्टी आ रही थी. ऐसे लग रहा था कि उल्टी आ जाएगी और ऐसे जो है लग रहा था कि चक्कर आ रहे थे.
But as soon as I came off the plane, I could see and hear all the devotees so joyfully dancing and chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
And I gained a wonderful realization that by the association of the Vaishnavas, even hell becomes heaven.
और सब सब लोग कीर्तन कर रहे थे तो मेरे को ये साक्षात्कार हुआ कि भक्तों के संग से नरक भी जो है वो स्वर्ग बन जाता है.
I appreciated the kirtan 100 times more than if it was a nice flight.
और अगर अच्छी जो फ्लाइट होती उससे ज्यादा मेरे को 100 गुना ज्यादा इसमें जो अच्छा लगा ये कीर्तन.
So therefore, I will go back to Bombay on the same airplane.
इसीलिए उसी एयरप्लेन से बंबई वापस जाएंगे.
I will offer obeisances to the lotus wheels of the airplane.
और जो एयरप्लेन के जो जो कमल जैसे जो व्हील हैं चक्र हैं उसको प्रणाम करेंगे.
Knowing that Krishna is everywhere.
ये जानते हो कि कृष्णा सब जगह पर है.
So we must always strive to see everything in a positive way of how it is an opportunity to advance in devotional.
हमें हर एक चीज को इस दृष्टि से देखना चाहिए कि कैसे ये कृष्ण भक्ति में आगे बढ़ने के लिए हमें उपाय है.
And that is possible when we have nice association with devotees who are always reminding us of this truth.
और ये तभी संभव है जब हम ऐसे भक्तों का संग करते हैं जो हमें याद दिलाते हैं इस सत्य के बारे में.
And actually, this is the principal service amongst one another in the association of devotees, is to continuously remind us ourselves of this sublime truth.
और वास्तव में यही हमें एक दूसरे को सेवा करने की एक दूसरे के संग में इस परम सत्य के बारे में एक दूसरे को याद दिलाना है.
We should always be striving to help one another to see Krishna everywhere and in everything.
हमें सहायता करनी चाहिए एक दूसरे को कि सबके अंदर और हर एक स्थिति में कृष्ण को दिखलाने की.
To welcome and honor Krishna in every situation of life.
जीवन की हर स्थिति में कृष्ण का स्वागत करना और उनका आदर करना.
and with a grateful heart to chant the holy names of Krishna in every situation that comes before us.
और कृतज्ञ हृदय के द्वारा जिस स्थिति में भी हमारे सामने आए उसमें भगवान का नाम कीर्तन करना.
And when we come together for the sankirtan of the holy name, we are all coming from different situations. When we come together in an evening, some of us were on airplanes in the day, some of us were working, some of us were trying to solve our family problems. We all have so many difficulties we face. Success, failure, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain. But when we come together in the evening, we remind one another by our own enthusiasm that all these things are just meant to prepare our minds to take shelter of Krishna in his holy name by the chanting of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. हम अलग अलग स्थिति से आते हैं. कोई व्यक्ति एयरप्लेन से आ रहा है, कोई अपने घर की समस्याओं का जो है समाधान कर रहा है, और हम अलग अलग स्थिति से आते हैं. लेकिन हमें समझना चाहिए कि ये सब चीज़ें इसलिए बनाई गई है कि जिससे हम भगवान के नाम का आश्रय ले सकें.
And that is why it is very, very important that on a regular basis all devotees come together to hear the message of Krishna consciousness, to chant the holy names and take prasad.
इसलिए बहुत आवश्यक है कि लोग एकत्र हों भगवान के संदेश को सुनने के लिए, कीर्तन के लिए और प्रसाद लेने के लिए.
एंड बाई सिंपली चैंटिंग, डांसिंग एंड फीस्टिंग टुगेदर ग्रेजुअली वी ट्रांसेंड द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर एंड वी कैन सी कृष्णा एवरीवेयर इन एंड एवरीथिंग.
और इस तरह से कीर्तन करने से, नृत्य करने से, प्रसाद लेने से धीरे धीरे हम प्रकृति के गुणों से ऊपर उठ जाते हैं और हर एक स्थिति में, हर एक व्यक्ति में कृष्ण को देख सकते हैं.
एंड दिस इज व्हाट वी मस्ट बी स्ट्राइविंग फॉर इन आवर लाइफ.
और यही चीज है जो हमें प्रयास करना चाहिए प्राप्त करने के लिए जीवन में.
We should never be stagnant or complacent. We always have to do extra austerities to come together with the devotees and to chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. तो हमें ये विशेष तपस्या करनी चाहिए जिससे हम एकत्र होकर इस तरह से भगवान का नाम संकीर्तन कर सकें.
But it is also absolutely essential, if we really want to make spiritual advancement, that besides coming together and have Hari Kirtan and Prasad, we must have very strong and strict sadhana in our own personal lives.
लेकिन ये भी बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है कि हम ये हरि कीर्तन और प्रसाद के साथ साथ बहुत ही अच्छी साधना, कठोर साधना हम अपने जीवन में करें.
When devotees take initiation, they take vow to chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra on their mala every day.
जब भक्त लोग दीक्षा लेते हैं तो हम ये प्रतिज्ञा करते हैं कि हम रोज जो है ये 16 माला जप करेंगे.
Why is it that these previous acharyas and the guru, they require that we take this vow to do this every day of our lives?
ये ऐसा क्यों है कि जो पिछले आचार्य हुए हैं वो ये चाहते हैं कि हम ये प्रतिज्ञा करें कि रोज हम इस तरह से जाप करेंगे?
Because it is essential for proper spiritual purification.
क्योंकि हमारे आध्यात्मिक शुद्धिकरण के लिए ये अत्यंत आवश्यक है.
And if we do not follow these vows, it will create a very serious impediment in our spiritual advancement.
और अगर हम ये प्रतिज्ञा का पालन नहीं करेंगे तो ये आध्यात्मिक जीवन में बहुत ही बड़ी बाधा बन जाएगी.
Therefore, we must take these vows extremely seriously.
इसलिए ये जो प्रतिज्ञा हमने ली है इसको बहुत गंभीरता से हमें समझना चाहिए, इसका पालन करना चाहिए.
And we must struggle and strive to follow them at all costs.
और हमें संघर्ष करना चाहिए, किसी भी कीमत पर इसका पालन करना आवश्यक है.
So these two factors are so important that we must really work hard and strive to have strict sadhana, and we must really work hard and strive to have proper sankirtan and prasad amongst the Vaishnavas.
तो हमें ये दो चीज़ों का ध्यान रखना चाहिए. एक तो हमारी बहुत ही अच्छी साधना होनी चाहिए और दूसरा कि भक्तों के संग में आकर कीर्तन एवं प्रसाद का पालन करना.
And if we want to be Krishna conscious, if we, the test of our desire will be seen by Krishna by how we follow these principles.
और हमारी इच्छा की परीक्षा तब होगी कि कब कैसे हम इन दो सिद्धांतों का पालन करते हैं.
But at the same time, if we do not follow these principles, then Krishna will see, yes, this is a materialistic devotee. He doesn't really want to make any advancement very much.
और अगर हम इसका पालन नहीं करेंगे तो कृष्ण सोचेंगे ये तो एक प्राकृतिक भक्त है और ये भक्ति में आगे जल्दी प्रगति नहीं करना चाहता.
And a third thing is we must have a nice service attitude, to want to actually help each other to do wonderful things, to spread the glories of the holy name.
और तीसरी चीज़ है कि हमारे अंदर सेवा भावना होनी चाहिए, एक दूसरे की मदद करने के लिए, भगवान के नाम का गान प्रचार करने के लिए.
In this world, there are so many people suffering on the path to bondage and hellish conditions. And devotees must have strong sadhana to have spiritual purity. And then they must preach together, cook together, clean together, worship together, and chant the holy names together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And in this way,
इस दुनिया में बहुत लोग दुख भोग रहे हैं और बंधन के कारण फंसे हुए हैं, इसलिए हमें एकत्र होकर भगवान की पूजा करनी चाहिए, एकत्र होकर भगवान के प्रसाद बनाना चाहिए, एकत्र होकर सफाई करनी चाहिए और एकत्र होकर भगवान का नाम लेना चाहिए.
In this way we can offer the greatest charity of giving Krishna to the world.
और इस तरह से हम सबसे बड़ा दान कर रहे हैं कि लोगों को कृष्ण प्रदान कर रहे हैं.
And there is nothing that will make us more dear to Krishna than working together for this purpose.
और कोई दूसरी चीज़ नहीं है जो कि कृष्ण ज़्यादा प्रसन्न करेगी कि हम एक साथ ही कार्य करें.
Of spreading the glories of the holy name.
भगवान के नाम के गुणों को फैलाना.
And giving nice prasad to everyone.
और सबको अच्छा प्रसाद देना.
And showing by our example how we can work together in the service of Lord Krishna.
और अपने उदाहरण से सिखाना कि कैसे श्री कृष्ण की सेवा में हम एक साथ कार्य कर सकते हैं. हरे कृष्ण, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे हरे.
निताय गो प्रेमानंदी हरिओ हरिओ
हरि बोल.
थैंक यू वेरी मच.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.